The palace in Versailles was once the home of French kings until the Revolution did away with them. It's now among the most visited sites in France. People come to see its extravagant decor. But starting today, they can see something else there as well, an exhibit of Japanese contemporary art that has some French traditionalists up in arms. Geneviève Auger reports from Versailles.
When people visit Versailles, they expect to be wowed by the delicately gilded walls, the elaborate ceiling frescoes, and the overall extravagance of France's absolute monarchs. But for the next few months, visitors will also see 22 works by Japanese artist Takashi Murakami. His style, known as Superflat, is inspired by Japanese manga comics. Some of his pieces have been called sexually provocative. For instance, there's Miss K.O.2, a statue of a wide-eyed, busty doll in what looks like a French maid's outfit. But there's also a self-portrait of the artist with his dog, cartoon versions of Buddha, and various oversized flower designs. The first visitors seem to spend as much time looking at the elaborate details of the palace as they do the contemporary artwork. Curator Laurent Lebon says that's exactly what he had in mind.
We try just to make a dialogue between Takashi Murakami and Versailles. It's like a musical phrase with harmony and disharmony, like a moment of dreams, and I think it works quite well in the Versailles castle.
Not everyone agrees. Two groups have launched a petition drive denouncing the exhibit. So far, they've collected about 12,000 signatures between the two of them. The first group says showing contemporary art at Versailles violates the harmony of the palace itself, which is a powerful symbol of French history and culture. In a statement released today, the second group called the art show an act of cultural treason, one that attacks the heart of European civilization. Jean-Jacques Ayagon, the museum's director, dismissed their complaints with some strong words of his own.
Écoutez, elle touche des cercles très limités.
It's a fringe group. In the United States, a pastor calls for the Quran to be burned. Here in Versailles, we have self-proclaimed do-gooders who call for contemporary artworks to be stoned. It's the same fanaticism, and it deserves the same condemnation.
This isn't Versailles' first experiment with contemporary art. 2 years ago, the palace featured work by American Jeff Koons, and last year by Frenchman Xavier Veillant. American visitor Birx Hamner says he's delighted with the current exhibit.
What I think attracted me is the excitement of something so in contrast with the building. It gives a lot of energy both to the art and to the building. People are looking at everything, and so there'll be a whole new audience and a new generation who will come back perhaps when the art is gone, the contemporary art that's on display currently.
Even visitors like Marisol de la Tour d'Auvergne, who don't exactly love the Murakami pieces, appreciate the experiment.
I don't like every work of art which is showed here, but I think the contrast is good.
But she goes on to suggest there might be better settings for contemporary art.
I've seen Koons when I was in Los Angeles. I loved it in Los Angeles, and I liked him here. You see what the difference I mean?
Versailles has certainly succeeded at one thing with the Murakami show, generating the kind of international publicity that helps this historical building stand out amid all the other cultural events going on around Europe. For the world, this is Geneviève Auger, Versailles.
See if you think Murakami's work at Versailles is treasonous. Photos of Miss KO2 and other sculptures are at theworld.org. This is PRI, Public Radio International.